This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This article just went live on Infowars.com. We're going to cover it after calls. CDC tells mothers to delay breastfeeding to enhance vaccine. I mean, your baby will lose weight, get brain damage if you don't get them food right away. But see, they know, and they don't want that mother shielding milk to give it sustenance so the brain damaging can't happen as bad. So the brain that's already starved for sugar just goes into total collapse. I mean, the savage evil.
The colostrum in the milk is the natural vaccine. They're trying to prevent the baby from getting the natural colostrum in the breast milk. That is sick.
Until 5 years ago, as you know, they said never give a pregnant woman a vaccine because they know it could cause a miscarriage or different disorders. Now they say give them extra. It's all about doubling down. Like, there's no Planned Parenthood. Alex made it up. They're not selling babies. Margaret Sanger wasn't racist. That's today. Double the shots. Double them. And then your kid dies, and it's funny. Like, loving. They're like demon clowns or something. Let's go to Patrick, then Kathy, then Bill, then Robert, then Spencer. Patrick in California. You're on the air with Dr. Edward Group.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. I'm a 49-year-old male. I live in Southern California. I had a backpack of a chemical, a pesticide spill on me. Lid popped open when I put the backpack on. This happened, like I said, in 2004. So I've been dealing with, like, chemical sensitivity, low testosterone.
Don't be a conspiracy theorist. The media says pesticides are not bad. They're good for you. You're not sick.
Yeah, exactly, Alex.
Why are you being racist, sir?
Yes.
Why are you against Obama? See, because anytime you bring up something real, I just change the subject. That's the tactic. I'm just teaching folks how they work.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, obviously, pesticides they think killed my dad's dad. Cooper talks, basically cyanide, gave him lung cancer. But I apologize for interrupting you. Go ahead. Tell us what you're going through.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find some ways to get the stuff out of my system. I know when I exercise or do saunas, I mean, I get pretty damn sick. But I'm just trying to find some ways to get this safely out. So can you help me, doctor?
Yeah, when it starts coming out of his fat, he starts getting sick. You know, that happens as I lose weight. I'll kind of feel like crap when I go on a 10-mile hike and lose, like, 6 pounds. I feel great. The next day, I'm kind of like, whoa, and, like, get some zits and feel irritable. What do you do?
Believe it or not, water is one of the best ways to detoxify. This is
because it's clear, like a white...
Your body, is 90% water. So what I recommend is the first thing with any type of pesticide or chemical exposure like that is liver cleansing. I mean, what happens is the liver, even though the liver regenerates itself, some of those pesticides have damaged the liver cells when they went through into the blood and probably the gut.
They deserve a home.
So intestinal cleansing, gut health, as well as liver cleansing, probably like 2 or 3 liver cleanses in a row is what we've done for somebody who spilled chemicals or toxins or pesticides. But this deep cleanse is specifically designed to focus more on those environmental chemicals and pollutants. So I would highly recommend getting some.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Sweating, again.
Have you done the liver cleanse yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, let me just tell you, it's spectacular for almost everyone. I mean, we're talking on day 6, spewing green balls.
Yeah, it's one of the most effective things that I've found for detoxification.
People don't believe it. They go, I thought you were joking when you like 30, 40 green balls come out of your gallbladder and your liver. No, I mean, this really happens.
It really happens. Yes, it does. Yeah.
And then, you know, we're being racist against Martian green balls. We don't want them in our gallbladder. We're getting rid of them.
That's why the medical science and the big pharma does not want you to learn how to repair and create a healthy gut environment and have a clean liver. Because every single person with any disease or toxicity that we've evaluated, you do not get any symptoms or any disease unless your liver is functioning below 50%.
Sure, sure. I'm sorry to be sarcastic, taking your time up. I want to hold you over and come back and get a few more minutes with you so you can finish your question. But here's the question when we come back. What type of pesticide was it that got on you? Were you working for an exterminator service, or what was it?
Yeah, yeah, it was for a pest control company.
Wow, I want to hear about this when we come back. I remember, I'll tell the story when we come back. Stay with us.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, Dr. Rupp was just talking to me, joined us, and reminded me, I'll go down to the Texas coast and go deep sea fishing a couple times a year with my son. And my daughters too, but they like bay fishing. Just in all the waves, and they don't get seasick. And a lot of times when I go down there, they have these trucks that drive around at like midnight. One time I was going down to the car to get something from the condo we were renting, and here comes this truck just spraying poison. And I tried to look up what they were spraying, and there was even an article about they don't have to tell because of a state contract. And we were just discussing it during the break, but the famous footage of DDT with the truck spraying the kids in the swimming pools and the kids walking behind the cars and saying, it's totally safe, just like Roundup. Well, the truth is, the UN got it banned, and it probably did end up killing more people because of malaria. But still, it has side effects, let's be honest. But the new stuff, one night I was on Coast to Coast AM till 4 in the morning, and that was back when I was stupid enough to still occasionally smoke cigarettes. I smoked like a half pack a week, probably. In college, maybe a pack a day. But I smoked about a half pack a week. I smoked a couple cigarettes a night, especially when I was up late. And I was on the back porch. It was like 3 a.m. I go, I got to go to sleep. I pop a beer, 3:30, whatever. I'd gone off Coast to Coast AM. and a Cessna flies right over it, like 200 feet, spraying chemicals. So I go in and I Google it. This is like 10 years ago. And it goes, sure enough, there will be moth eradication this week in Austin. But the aircraft will be flying at night, so there shouldn't be any. And I saw it, bigger than Dallas, flying, spraying stuff on me. And it's like, what are they spraying? So we were going to go back to Patrick, who worked for a pesticide company, and talk about what just one exposure of it dumping on him did. Imagine how he was breathing that every day, or the little bit that got on his skin. That, see, he got hit hard, and it made him sick, and he knew it. But soft kill is cumulative, so you were going to talk about that.
Well, I had a lady that came into my office about 2 years ago in Houston. Apparently, they changed up or strengthened the spray, the pesticide spray, because the same thing. In the summertime, for about 3 months, about midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning, you'll hear the brrr truck coming through your neighborhood spraying. And I've been trying to get them to stop. Of course, you know, there's nothing you can do about it because it's so secretive. But she, about 2 years ago, of someone who mixed it or whatever, they sprayed at night, and everybody woke up in the morning that had plastic mailboxes in Houston, and the mailboxes were literally melted. So, and it was a big deal, and a bunch of people were sick, and they went to the city, and they said, we want you to replace our mailboxes. What in the world were you spraying that melted our mailboxes? And they denied it, and they tried to get the list of ingredients, and it was just a bunch of red tape. And to this day, we still haven't found out what they ended up spraying that night. So we know that there's some massive, hardcore chemicals being sprayed at night. What can you do about that?
But then we've got Patrick. Patrick, for folks that just joined us, without me interrupting with sick jokes, and I apologize, that's how I cope, though. It just gets me really upset. I either blow up or I make jokes. And I apologize for that, but... talk about what happened to you specifically. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I was a pest control applicator. I was working for a company, and basically I put the backpack of the chemical up onto the, you know, you have the sprayer and you put on the lip of the truck, and then when I was, you know, popping it on my back, you know, the liquid popped open the lid and basically soaked into my back of my shirt. I mean, it really doused me. And immediately I developed chemical sensitivity. I didn't know it. That came back out to spray, and I'm like, man, why do I feel like I have the flu every time I'm breathing this in? I went to the coworkers, and I was like, do you guys feel sick when you spray this? And they go, oh, no. So I didn't realize I was already injured about a month later.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. You're a conspiracy theorist when you get sick from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Did they ever tell you,
did you ever know exactly what chemicals that you were spraying?
Yeah, I do. It was a chemical called fipronil. They used it a lot in the dog collars, I found out. And when I looked up the MSDS, it showed that it does cause drastic alterations in testosterone and also thyroid tumors. And I'm dealing with some nodules in my thyroid right now.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that's another good reason to be on the X2. You know, any type of thyroid conditions, whether it's Hashimoto's, hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism, usually is linked to an iodine deficiency. Although we do highly recommend you check with your qualified healthcare practitioner to get an evaluation done. So, Patrick, thanks for the call. You want to move on to...
Absolutely. That was a really informative caller. But notice he got a big dose, so it hit him. He knew it did it. But the little dose, you just slowly ease into the fog. And that was a story I was going to tell. I didn't know he was about to do that. One time, because I have a cousin who was... He finally got out of the Army after 35 years. He's an older cousin. And... there were a few times where, well, I was working with him, but also his brother, my other cousin, and they would just go out for extra money and do termite stuff. And so my grandma would just say, when I was down there for a few weeks during the summer, I was like 10 when this happened, hey, go work with them, you know, because they'd send me to all different types of jobs just to get experience. And I remember going under houses with them spraying, doing three or four houses, going and getting lunch, and just being high, even though I was wearing a mask, high at the Dairy Queen eating a hamburger after I'd gone and just done a few houses. And it was just so clear that I was high off the poison. And that's just what he was just saying. He spilt it on himself and then was just in a daze. And that's what the general public's like. We're stunned in a daze, Dr. Group.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening, and that's why we're here giving out solutions.
Let's talk to Kathy in Michigan. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Kathy.
Yes, hi, Doctor. I noticed it's been a couple of weeks, mostly on my husband's side, on our sheets. It's been staining with like a bluish gray color, and it's like from the upper torso and the lower torso. And I just changed the sheets a little while ago, and I noticed my second sheets are ruined. And I also noticed.
So you're saying blue is coming like out of your husband?
Yes, it's like a bluish gray color on his side of the sheets. And I noticed his white T-shirts have been missing. I noticed that yesterday. And he's been wearing these beige T-shirts to bed. And even I see a little bit coming underneath his armpit of the color. And I just wonder.
Dr. Grubb, do you have any idea what that could be?
Well, it could be a multitude of things. I don't know if he's changed and he's using a new type. If he's using a body lotion, for example, that can mix with different chemicals in sweat and cause different colors. If he's doing a different type of deodorant. I mean, the first thing I would look at is he putting anything on his skin that's reacting with his sweat that's maybe changing colors?
Or maybe it's a new detergent that's reacting with his
skin? A new detergent. I would look at the environmental factors and then see what's changed around that time before if you weren't noticing that before and you're noticing it now, there's something that he's doing or that he's exposing himself to that needs to be looked at, because I'm glad you're noticing that. A lot of people don't pay attention to
that. Well, if you asked him, you say he's wearing a beige shirt now. Is he trying to cover this up?
But I tell you, I'm going to ask him today. And also, he works with a lot of chemicals at GM, and he does a lot of Roundup around our property in the country. And also, he uses what was called Iron Out. And I said, get this out of the house. I can't stand that smell to take the stains out of our sinks and our bathtubs. And he don't even put a mask on when he does that. And
also, well, I noticed a lot of chemical people are actually like, they don't know they're like huffers, but they are, and they're all into more chemicals, and they pour them everywhere, and they mess with them, and they're basically bombed out of their brains.
Yeah, I would highly suggest that you pull up some information. You can type any glyphosate or any of that in InfoWars search bar and pull up a lot of information.
Credit. Yeah, their PR guy kept saying, I'll drink it. So they go, drink it. He goes, no way.
Right.
You think I'm crazy?
I mean, the thing is, especially with glyphosate, it's parts per billion that can affect you and work as an endocrine disrupting chemical. It's not like you need to drink.
And if you want to grow giant tumors, knock yourself out. Well, God bless you, man. Appreciate your call. Bill and
definitely
Michigan.
Have them detoxify.
Absolutely. But if you have a lot of pesticide exposure, it might not feel too good, right?
No, you might go through some sort of reaction. As a matter of fact, I mean, when you start pulling all these things out of your system, you might feel worse for the first 2, 3, 4 days before your body starts.
Well, you said 2 to 3 weeks for the iodine. But you're saying this may be the first.
The iodine, you're talking about pulling deep bromines and chlorines.
So this is 3, 4 days, though.
That, it just depends on how many chemicals and toxins everybody has. The thing is, you can't predict. Sure. Everybody's different.
Sure. Bill in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Hey, God bless you both. I want to start with you, Alex. So far, my gut tells me you're a good guy, not a bad guy like some people push on YouTube. Sorry for my voice. I went to the Deftones concert last night. Now, I pray my gut is correct because I've gone all in with InfoWars. I'm committed to it. Remember,
well, thank you, brother.
Planet. I buy everything. And I got.
Well, we couldn't do it without you. It's hard to fund this operation. That's why every few weeks we, kind of fund things here. But absolutely, sir. I mean, I'm all in. Don't just believe me. Trust but verify. The world government's unfolding in front of everybody. I mean, the Pope just called the world government.
Checking it all out. And so I got to trust my gut on this one. Also, Alex, my license plate says InfoWar.
Well, God bless you, brother. Thank you.
So, Dr. Group, I'm a 53-year-old white male, fruit carrying, with no gallbladder. And my drink mix that I take every day it fills up a quart jar. It's got orange juice, 8 drops of X2, 2 straws of Secret 12, 2 straws of D3, a scoop of One World Way, about half an ounce of hydrosol silver. Am I messing myself up with this thing?
Well, first of all, it's It's very rare to hear from a fruitarian, so congratulations on that. No, you're not. I mean, even fruitarian.
I mean, should you take silver every day?
You can if you want. It's definitely not going to harm you. I mean,
and I just take it when everybody's got really bad bacterial infections around me.
Well, the thing is, we're exposed to different types of microorganisms every single day, and that's why, you know, I guess we'll talk about now. We're going to be launching a product here, another exclusive product on InfoWars 2 that is going to be addressing the parasites and the harmful organisms in the body, which is probably going to be, you know, then we'll have the full spectrum of everything everybody needs. But yes, we're exposed. Doesn't matter if you're, for, you know, drinking, juicing, a raw vegan. We're exposed to these things every single day. So usually I like to try to give the body a chance, the self-healing mechanism, to try to work on its own. So I'll try to take things one day and then give the body a day rest and then take things the other day. So you can kind of balance out your schedule.
Yeah, I mean, don't you gauge for yourself what feels better?
Ultimately, yes. I mean, ultimately, we are our own physician, our own doctor. It's just that we're never trained. I mean, really, what should happen in every single school when children start going to school is there should be classes on teaching the children how to be their own physician and how to reactivate
their
body.
Well, what makes sense to me is they ought to be learn how to wash dishes, do laundry, be polite, basic stuff, how to grow food, and then reading, writing, arithmetic, and just how to be good humans. Instead, they just teach them how to be a bunch of ninnying, screwed up people fighting with each other in peer pressure.
Whiners and complainers is what is really what we have today, is just a bunch of whining and complaining, toxic, sick children that are living on high fructose corn syrup and artificial colors and artificial syrup.
Sure. God bless you, Bill. I appreciate your support. I want to say something to Bill. I don't respond to the internet detractors that make up everything under the sun here about us, you know, that we work for the Vatican, but we expose what the Vatican's doing, or we work for Israel just because we don't want to blow Israel up, or this is how people make themselves feel big, is looking at us that have built something unique with your help to try to fight the globalists. We're having some success. We try to support other activists and other people to fight the New World Order. We're all in this together. And so when people are attacking us, ask yourself this. Are they giving any solutions? Are they spending 95% of their time fighting the New World Order, warning people about dangers of vaccines, GMO, trying to get fluoride out, trying to stop the gun confiscation, trying to control our open borders? Or do they just spend their time all day going, this person's bad, that person's bad, this person isn't perfect? You know, I know who's bad, the globalist. I know who's taken over. I know their names. I expose them. I go up against real people. I don't sit here, and it's an admitted Cass Sunstein, it goes back to the Clintons, how they would finance groups to start infighting and then get other people on the bandwagon in a snowball effect to then repeat it to where our whole movement is a bunch of people fighting with each other. The good news is we've been transcending that as the New World Order gets out in the open. People don't want to hear that anymore. They're done. Okay? So here's the deal. Don't trust me. Trust yourself. World government's here. It's tyrannical. What are you going to do about it? I mean, we're open. I got a 20-year track record. I don't need to defend myself. I'm actually ashamed of myself, I'll be honest with you. The amount of power I have, the amount of people that listen, it's humbling to have people call in who are smart and eloquent and caring and to be counting on me. I'm sick of everybody having to count on me. And I'm not mad or complaining. It's just that I'm a responsible person that has three children and a whole operation to run, and I get mad at myself when I act like a jerk. I get mad at myself when I blow up. I get mad at myself when I get frustrated. But that's why people listen, because they know it's real. But that's what it comes down to. And I'm not mad that I get lied about and attacked by people in the so-called liberty movement. They're mentally ill losers, or they're being government financed. Okay? I got other bigger enemies coming after me I got to deal with that are life-threatening. Okay? Now, that's separately. Then you have White House-run outlets saying, I'm lying about this, I'm lying about that, I want to kill police, I'm a racist, to set me up. And you know what? I expect that. I expect to be attacked because I'm having an effect. I'm in a death battle, in an information war with the globalist. I believe what I say because it's true. And we're effective, and we're here to break people out of their trance. So I love it. Everybody attack me. Bring it on. I'm committed. That's what gives me my energy. I'm never going to stop. Understand that. You'll have to face your creator, though, on the day of judgment for what you've done, people out there that lie all day. Instead of warning innocents, instead of helping people, you spend all day up there on your high horse with how great you are. we would have already defeated the globalists if we didn't buy into all this backbiting and infighting and behavior. Dr. Group, I'm ranting. Sorry. Anything to say on that subject?
No, not really.
Let's go to Robert. Let's go to Robert in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good, brother. Thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem. I was excited to speak with you. I just love it when you turn your show into just a big infomercial when you have this hippie doctor on and you guys try to sell all your snake oil.
Didn't we screen your phone call?
Yeah, but I was able to get around it once again.
Okay, so you just lied. Because we don't screen phone calls. We ask where you're calling from, what your name is, if you volunteer, how you're listening, or what you want to cover. It helps us. So you just had to add the added layer of BS that we don't allow people on that disagree with us.
Well, I mean, that's just the way that
First of all, he doesn't even know, and he's calling me a snake oil. But the thing is,
stop right there. If you open up Time Magazine, it's full of vitamin ads, and we know ours are better. It's okay for me to self-fund. Is it more moral for NPR to get $400+ million of taxpayer money and then be funded by the Rockefeller Foundation? Or is it more moral for me to sell high-quality products that I believe in that people through free will can buy? How is it dirty in your inverted world for Planned Parenthood to sell baby organs so they can get Lamborghinis, but it's bad if I sell high-quality methylcobalamin and vitamin B12? How is that bad? Go ahead.
Well, first of all, they're not selling, like, aborted baby parts, like doll parts. They're selling tissue for research. So you can just stop that right there.
This is a seminar.
Off the bat. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you've blown the entire situation out of proportion and made that whole thing into something that it never was in the first place. We've already had this discussion about abortion and
let me guess, do you agree with the White House run salon that Margaret Sanger was not a racist?
I don't think so, sir. How could she possibly be a racist if she's in charge of a great organization like Planned Parenthood? I mean, it's better to be in charge of an organization like Planned Parenthood than one that sends Joe Biggs down south to Mexico all the time. I don't know. He must have some sort of actual fascination with, like, donkey shows or something, and I think that's why you're sending him down there. But I was also wondering if there's any sort of snake oil that you can sell me to cure my homosexuality.
Listen. If you got a serious point or you got a problem with one of the products, we didn't get $2 billion of stimulus money like NBC to give Rachel Maddow a raise. Okay, I don't get taxpayer money. I'm proud of what I do, and I'm done talking to you. We got serious questions. You got any comeback to that?
No, I mean, obviously he hasn't done his research, because if he does, he'll know that we're just involved to help people and we're teaching people how to reactivate their body's self-healing mechanism.
You take this iodine, it'll blow your socks off.
To causing cancer or causing disease. I mean, it's not rocket science. I mean, we're not trying to sell anybody.
Well, of course we're trying to make money. We got to fund our operation, and we sell high-quality products.
But we're saving
people. Since when is that bad? I mean, it's upside-down world.
And why is he even listening to the show anyway? I mean, has he tried any of the products?
Yeah, go take your vaccines, punk, okay? Go drink your fluoride. Spencer in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex, Dr. Group. That last caller was baffling. But so just a quick background. I'm a 35-year-old white male, 12-year Army veteran with a 90% disability. Last year, in February, I had a mini stroke, a transischemic attack. When I went down to the VA hospital, they did MRIs and CTs and all that kind of stuff, and they found something growing on my thyroid. And now it's been about a year-long battle trying to get seen by the VA to find out what's going on.
Oh, yeah, and they're putting you on a don't treat list to kill you. I bet that makes you a little angry.
It makes me very angry. I'm a devout listener to your show, and anybody that doesn't believe in the VA don't treat list needs to pull their head out of the sand.
God, brother, stay there. We got Joe Biggs coming in, but I want to just... I'm gonna have you for a few more minutes, a few more calls. Then we'll play a clip or something, and then get them in here. But I want to be able to finish up with Chris and Spencer and a few others. It makes me sick. They admittedly have a computer that decides not to treat them. and they can just go in and snip that cancer out or whatever it is. They won't do it. But that's moral though. Selling something that makes your thyroid healthy, that's immoral.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want it stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
All right, I got Joe Biggs and Josh Owens coming in here.
Because there is a war on for your mind.
That's right, the Alex Jones Show, there's a war on for your mind. They're going to be coming in studio. We're going to re-air that video and breakdown of the drug mules pouring in across the border. Some of the most powerful footage ever shot of this happening. And, of course, they were down there to cover Donald Trump. It was supposed to get down there yesterday and today. Now he's going down to Laredo in the South Texas border region of the Rio Grande on Saturday. And if Biggs wants to go back down, he's welcome to. I'm not going to make him work on the weekend. But he's a go-getter. He likes to work hard. So does Josh Owen. So does all of our reporters. But Biggs comes through almost all the time. He has that luck. You know, I have that too when I go out and do a report. Just weird stuff starts happening. And I guess God just puts us at the right place at the right time. Or it's so bad down there, it's just ubiquitous. But I want to cram in a few final calls here for Dr. Group. Since that caller was following his White House talking point that's been put out by Media Matters, Rachel Maddow, I'm told. I've seen it twice, but three times the last month, has made fun of us for Super Male Vitality. By the way, it was selling good, but as soon as she did that, her audience isn't that big. But I guess her audience, though, that was there did go check it out. It's kind of like you attack Donald Trump as numbers go up. We sold out real quick. So thank you, Rachel Maddow. You said it's horrible and we're bad, and it sold out. But Deep Cleanse is here, known concentrated herbs to help pull out toxins out of the body, and multi-years in the making, now available, InfoWarsLife.com. And so thank you for calling in and saying I'm a con artist and evil and bad. I'm very proud of myself. I'm very proud of the work I've done. I'm proud that our reporters continue, whether it's Shikari Jackson or Leanne McAdoo or John Bound or just all of them, Kit Daniels, Adon Salazar, Mikhail Phelan, the list goes on and on. Just wonderful people, Paul Watson, Steve Watson. You know, we've got an incredible team here that makes national news on important issues every day now. And sometimes the top story every month or so worldwide is us. And we're affecting change, and we're proud of it, and we're proud of what we've done. And so spit on us all you want. We love it. We know we're doing the right thing. I'm sorry, Dr. Grip, I'm ranting.
No, that's okay. Let's finish up with that last caller.
Absolutely. We're talking to Spencer in Washington about thyroid issues. Army veteran. And has thyroid problems and has lumps on his thyroid, and they won't give him treatment. Spencer, please continue.
Well, so the entire thing about it is I went to the Mount Vernon Clinic in Washington, and they told me that they're not accepting new patients and that I needed to call the Veterans Choice Program, which is entirely not related to the VA at all. And I got the runaround it's going on a year now. So my question for Dr. Group is what homeopathic remedies can I do until I actually, if ever, get in to get looked at?
Spencer,
you worked at the VA.
I actually did my internship at the VA hospital in rheumatology, and it was horrifying what I saw.
And now it's worse.
And hey, I'm a veteran. I would never go to the VA hospital. I mean, after I almost got kicked out of the program there because I was trying to help people and I was bucking the system. I almost lost my internship. You will not get help from the VA. The VA is going to give you the runaround, and you're going to be in the system. And even if you do get to the VA, they're going to prescribe you toxic medications, which are not going to help your thyroid.
But something's changed. Now they're just turning away almost everybody. And just keep saying, don't have your file, don't have your file. Biggs went there like 15 times. It's happening to almost everybody now.
Yeah,
unless you were a little bootlicker globalist, suddenly you get all the care.
Right. It's really sad because we talk to military personnel all the time, and we try to help them as much as we can. A lot of them are dealing, they're already on medications when they come out of the military, usually antipsychotics, antidepressants, anti-anxiety, drugs for PTSD. They put them on those medications, again, what I think is to help, you know, control guns in the future, but also to be able to label them as being mentally ill. There's only one way, unfortunately, that you can help yourself, and that is to help yourself. And cleansing, you know, cleansing your liver with a liver shield. Iodine is highly effective at balancing out the thyroid. You know, people's responses and results do not lie. That's why InfoWars Life has a third-party review system. You can go read thousands of reviews. I mean, that in itself should show you that what we're doing is right and what we're doing is effective. I highly recommend that you start cleansing your body, starting with your intestines, then moving on to your liver, and then using some of the products like Deep Cleanse, the X2, and for that matter, the majority, as many InfoWars Life products as you can, because that's addressing the root cause, drinking more water.
I just had an idea. This is liquid and it's better. We can come out with like a multivitamin mineral syrup that's concentrated that has all the most powerful stuff if it doesn't have counter effects, and call it snake oil.
84 different.
That is awesome.
Listen, you have it. Deep Cleanse. There's 84 different minerals and vitamins and amino acids.
I should have called this snake oil. I'm proud of that name.
I'm telling you what, a lot of the snake oil actually works. What they determine as snake oil has better efficacy than any pharmaceutical. As a matter of fact, any pharmaceutical is just going to cause liver toxicity and more chemical toxicity within your body.
Well, it's just ridiculous. It's just Big Pharma wants to demonize anything else out there. Is there bad stuff out there? Yes. Is there great stuff out there? Yes. They just want to say, no, we're the only game in town. Well, God bless you, Spencer. Sorry to hear about that situation. But I've had dramatic effects, just more water, more exercise, everything you were talking about.
Yeah, there are cost-effective ways to get healthy, and that's increasing your exercise, sure, increasing your sweating, drinking tons of water, and eliminating all the chemicals and toxins sure that you're taking in your environment.
I got to get Joe Biggs and Josh Owens in here, so I'm going to give each caller 1 minute. Chris in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Good. So, Dr. Group, I wanted to tell you a story about 8 years ago. Somehow I got contracted with Giardia, and, obviously it was a parasite, had to go through a course of antibiotics, and after I went through that, it got rid of the Giardia, but it really screwed up my stomach pretty good, and went through a whole couple of years of getting heartburn all the time after that, and kind of figured out on my own how to treat myself as far as getting off like the products like ranitidine and all that type of stuff, and started taking enzymes and probiotics, and basically cured the gastro reflux disease on my own. But excuse me. So recently I noticed that I was getting the signs of Giardia again, so I did the research on my own and found your product Paratrex from Global Healing Center, and went through a whole course of that, and it completely cured all the symptoms of what I thought was coming back again. So I just wanted to tell you, thank you for coming out with that product as well.
He set the private label that for InfoWarsLife.com.
Right. It's in the works right now. It's going to be called Paracleanse, and we're going to do a big show about that. We haven't talked much about the attack of the microorganisms that we're facing every single day, and how every single person out there has an overgrowth of microorganisms, harmful ones, fungus, bacteria, viruses,
yeast,
everything, yeast, candida, and mold, actually. So we're going to be doing a whole segment on that. We're going to be launching that Paracleanse product, because every single person.
Very exciting. Thank you so much. Got to move quick. Denise in Illinois, thanks for calling. You're on the air with Dr. Group.
Yeah, hi, guys. Send me some more of that snake oil. It really works good, especially the vitamin B12.
We're not even promoting that, and it's like one of the best sellers now because word of mouth.
It's amazing. It really is. I take it practically every day.
Yeah, I've tried everything. I have multiple sclerosis. I've had it since 99, and I'm on a bunch of stuff now, hydrocodone, gabapentin at high dosages. I just want to know, what is the best thing to help control pain? I do exercise. I try to eat right, but, limited finances. I can't eat all organic.
What I understand.
That I could take to help myself.
Well, oregano oil works extremely effective in about 80% of the people. Some say it works as strong as morphine. But as your body becomes healthy and you become cleansed with the X2, doing the liver cleansing, repairing your gut with the oxy powder, taking the good probiotic, it's amazing what happens when your body becomes clean. Then your body can take care of the pain and start healing itself. But I would also recommend, if you said you had MS, there was a doctor in Germany, his name was Hans Nieper. He wrote a book called The Curious Man, and he was probably the world's leading expert on autoimmune disease, and he has different programs, all-natural programs, so I would highly recommend taking a look into that.
Sure. God bless you, man. We got to go. We have unlimited calls coming in, but Dr. Grib's got to go, and he's going to be on the nightly news tonight. We're going to get Joe Biggs and Josh Owens here in a moment, but thank you for helping us develop a proprietary product just for InfoWars Life. You're very proud of it. We're proud of it. Deep Cleanse, InfoWarsLife.com. And we're not saying any of this is a silver bullet. It's all been working great for me. You've heard the rave reviews. We're with a major third-party review site, and it's just unparalleled, unprecedented five-star reviews, thousands of them. And there's other major sites reviewing, and they're going, man, this crazy right-wing guy. I'm not even crazy right-wing, folks. But a lot of the liberals are like, these really are good supplements. The supplement snobs because you're one of the top guys out there and you don't compromise. So thank you for your help, Dr. Group.
Thank you. And I, from what I hear, the Deep Cleanse is almost sold out, so I would highly recommend everybody getting online right now.
They just told you that? Okay. Well, folks, thanks for the support. God bless you. We're going to go to this report. This is the real journalism going on. This is what Joe Biggs and Josh Owens just shot down at the border last night in the twilight, and then they're going to be in studio with us straight ahead. Stay with us.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, you might be asking yourself as to why I'm sitting in front of this random white backdrop. That's because right now Josh Owens and I are currently on the run from a cartel. Now, we got very, very golden footage, the kind of footage that most reporters would wait their entire life in hopes to get and probably would never, ever get a chance. We actually witnessed a drug smuggling operation from Mexico into the U.S. Now, this is intense. We were seen by spotters. They walked up. They got pictures of our license plate. They got pictures of me. And that's why we're doing this. This is not a joke. We had to take our license plate off our vehicle. We had to hide the vehicle. And now we are in hiding. And we're hoping we can get this footage out to you guys so you can see. Because the reason we came out here was to talk about Donald Trump, because he's coming out here to visit Laredo. And one of the things he wanted to talk about was how our borders are so wide open. Now we have proof for the American people to show you just how wide open the borders are. To show you how easy it is for a large amount of drugs to come across the Rio Grande River and into the back of a vehicle to speed away into the unknown. This is a real problem, and now we're going to take a look at that footage. As you can see, we're sitting on the side of the border right here, the Rio Grande Valley, or the Rio Grande River, I should say, in Laredo, Texas. There are people coming over in rafts across the border over to the U.S. side. This is actually happening right now. We just saw this. Cameraman Joshua Owen saw it over my shoulder as we were just reporting on Donald Trump coming in to talk about the unsecured border. This is breaking news. Right here, InfoWars catches it.
Alright, I'm getting it. Don't put your hand up.
We just caught these guys coming across the border. They're jumping in. They just jumped in rafts. They're coming up 1, 2, 3, 4. They have big satchels.
It's dramatic footage.
And they're driving away in this. That was a red Ford Explorer, right?
Yeah.
ABC News, none of them will cover this. Dramatic footage of them swimming across, loading up. Who knows what drugs were in there. If it was cocaine, then it's worth $10, $20, $30 million. If it was marijuana, maybe $1 million, who knows. But looks like 8 or 9 satchels being loaded into there. Industrial level. I mean, and they're very precise. Looks like this is a regular event. A lot of times, if you don't just work for the drug cartels, they'll just kill you and your family. A lot of times, these guys aren't even paid. So that's what Donald Trump's talking about. And they act like none of this is going on, or that it's racist, that we're worried about Mexico collapsing. What needs to stop is the phony drug war. It's what has put the money into this. Doesn't mean you legalize it. You just take the big money out of it. You decriminalize it. The drug war just gets worse and worse, but it was designed to do this. Joe Biggs, Josh Owens, you guys are going to be hosting to the bottom of the next hour together. More on this in overdrive. Some stations do carry the fourth hour, but great job. You went down there for 24 hours and brought back the kill, brought back the intel.
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting trip. You know, we went down there expecting to cover the Donald Trump story and possibly try to get some questions in. You know, yesterday they came out saying that he was going to be down there. Then there were reports saying that he wasn't going to go. So what we wanted to do is we checked into a hotel. We're like, all right, let's just pull up a map. So I just pulled up my map app and just randomly dropped a pin on this stretch across the border on the Rio Grande. And it happened to be a spot that was just gold. We got out. We parked the vehicle. And as we were pulling up, actually, we actually had to do a U-turn and come back to the spot where we parked. We pulled up into a wooded area. But we passed 2 Border Patrol vehicles. So just remember that in the story. There's 2 Border Patrols right there in that area. So we pull in, park, hop out, and then we hear some balls bouncing. There's 2 kids bouncing 1 basketball, you know, back and forth. And the guy walks up behind her vehicle, and he's got his camera out, and he's doing this. Doesn't say anything, then walks away. So me and Josh were like, kind of looking at each other like, that's a little odd. It's strange.
The cartels have intel databases.
Yeah. Well, they use spotters. They use kids. That's what they did in Afghanistan, Iraq. So that's not uncommon. So him and I walked down to the Rio Grande River and began to kind of go over some lines that we're going to talk about. And next thing you know, those kids come right back again. They walk out to the edge of the river right by us, and the kid's got his camera out, and he's pointing it right at me the whole time, taking pictures.
We have footage of this. I can't wait to see all the stuff.
Well, Josh was getting B-roll of the river at the same time, and I was kind of like, hey, these kids just came back. These kids just came back. Just kind of act normal.
See, I need to be able to send more guys with you. That's why we need to get more reporters, why we need more funding. We need a three-man team. She can cover everything. Go ahead.
So, yeah, these kids walk away, and I look at him. I was like, this is just kind of odd. Don't you have a weird feeling about this? Like, let's just go ahead and film this just to get out of this area. So I start going over, you know, talking about Trump coming to the border, and over my right shoulder, Josh goes, oh, my God, look. And I turn around, and you see these, what is it, seven people? Seven or eight. Jump off the ravine into the Rio Grande and start swimming across the river on these floats with the big satchels in front of it. I mean, they're paddling for dear life to get over that border. And I looked at him and I said, hey, we got to scurry up this embankment really quick. Let's get to the car, try to back out, and let's see where they're going to come out at.
And you did that. When we come back, we'll roll some of the footage in the background. If you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com, and you can find the free video feed at Infowars.com/show. You can also find an article that has the video posted in it. Please send it to your friends and family. The traitor media, the occupier media doesn't want you to know.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Yeah. Say he does through his music. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I better leave that unsaid. Sundown on the Union. When we come back in the next segment, I'm going to hit some on this. CDC suggests mothers delay breastfeeding to enhance vaccine. It says the new live virus vaccines they're giving, why the breast milk counters the virus. Oh, so they can't get a full brain damage. Oh, the mothers are fighting back, not even knowing it. That's the new CDC announcement. I mean, they'll probably ban breastfeeding next. And so, and then it'll be a conspiracy that ever existed. And Salon can write articles about Alex Jones' claims once that was breastfeeding. I mean, I'm not kidding. Well, they have articles about how women are learning to pee standing up to battle men and have green underarm hair. I'm not joking. That's how you're free. You have green underarm hair. Women carry these little cups around so they can pee into urinals. That was in Yahoo News. I'm not joking. I meant to cover it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's just mental illness. While everything's collapsing, they literally have women turning their hair purple or pink under their arms, like I care, and you want to look like a sloth troll, and then you want to go in there and pee standing up. I mean, this is a joke.
Yeah, it looks like a cup mixed with a funnel.
These people are totally insane.
A vertical cup.
Meanwhile, the real women out there, it's like, don't give them the milk. It's liberal. Ah. Anyways, I'm sorry. Josh Owens, tell us about what you saw going down to the border.
Well, I think the big point is that we didn't go down there necessarily to film illegal immigrants coming across on the Rio Grande.
Illegal gods!
Illegal gods, I'm sorry. Those racist of me for saying immigrants. But, so like Big said, he dropped the pin and we went to a location. Common sense says this happens all the time. Well, we know it happens all the time. But do you think that we just happened upon a place in the border and we see eight kids, you know, eight young
men? You did that like gambling. It was like a spidey sense, didn't you?
Yeah, it just the force led me to that point. I mean, because we've been covering the border for over a year now, and not once have we ever gotten footage like that whatsoever. I mean, that...
Well, I mean, it's one thing to get people crossing, but up close, you're lucky you didn't get shot at.
Oh, that's what we're worried about. You know, those guys speeding away in that expedition more than likely have firearms in that vehicle, probably some AK-47.
But that's illegal.
Well, one of the interesting things was, though, is like I said, when we ran back to the vehicle, Josh jumped in the vehicle to drive and back out. As he was backing out, I got in the road to block traffic. When I looked to the right, those two Border Patrol trucks that I told you about earlier were speeding off around the corner. As they sped off around the corner, the red SUV, or the maroon-colored SUV, burgundy, whatever you want to call it, comes in, jumps back in, opens up, and they start loading those drugs into the back of that vehicle. So I've been watching these guys on the Border Patrol. A lot of their times, their shift change around 6 p.m., 6 a.m. This was close to 8 o'clock at night. And it was very weird for it to happen within seconds. They pulled off and were jetting around the corner. And at the exact same time, that drug deal happened right in front of us. We pulled into the spot where the Border Patrol vehicle was parked. That's where you got the footage of them actually loading.
So do you think they have people inside that knew when they were about to speed off? Or maybe they did a diversion down the road? Or are you saying maybe something else was going on?
I'm saying that it's possible that someone could get paid off to look the other way.
No! That's never happened. How unpatriotic of you. You mean our government could be corrupt too, like Mexico?
Well, you know.
Look, you heard me say that women used to give babies milk out of their mammary glands? A wild theory. Or that Margaret Sanger was a huge racist that wanted to kill black people. She only wrote, you know, books about it. And now he's claiming that we could have corruption in the government? Joe, next you're going to say the sky's blue and that fish swim in the ocean. Whoa, this guy's a kook. We're going to be right back. Overdrive. Some stations carry it. InfoWars.com/show. Support local affiliates now. Support them. It's key.
ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.